弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter Sunday.
从受难周到今天，教会有关的布置是与会幕有关。
From the Good Friday until today, our decoration has something to do with the tabernacle.
一切所做就是为了荣耀基督而做。
And everything we do is to bring glory to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从圣经的角度来看我们所使用的颜色。
So I want to look at the decoration, the color from the biblical perspective.
而不是用华人的眼光来看我们所使用的颜色。
It's not from the Chinese cultural perspective.
这个礼拜以来，我们特别感谢 Simon 跟 Lisa。
We really want to thank Simon and Lisa for helping and decorating of our church。
还有钱志贤弟兄跟婉珠姐。
And brother 志贤 and sister 婉珠。
以及所有的执事会的全力配合。
And also want to thank the deacon board for helping out。
还有弟兄姐妹的积极参与帮忙。
And thank all the brother and sister for helping us。
在这过程当中，中影的教会的弟兄姐妹是这么同心来赞美主。
In this process, we can see the brother and sister united here to praise God.
我们都看到耶稣基督在我们生命当中的给他给我们最美的一面。
We can see that in Christ Jesus, he has demonstrated the most beautiful side.
所以我们就用非常欣赏的眼光来看待这一切。
And we want to use a positive perspective to look at all this.
就像上帝创造天地好了以后，他说他看一切都是好的。
Just like when God created heaven and earth, and he said this is good.
你们看这些都是好的吗？
Do you see all these things are good?
Thank you.
谢谢。
会幕各种元素有属灵的意义跟象征。
In the tabernacle, the different color has different symbolism.
我们还没有看到蓝色，但蓝色象征是属天的颜色。
The color blue symbolizes sky.
我们在礼拜四晚上的 Multi Thursday 我们看到是紫色。
In Multi Thursday, we use a purple cloth.
紫色是金尊的一个颜色。
Purple is a royal color.
我们会以后会看到朱红色的是流血救赎的意思。
And red symbolizes the blood of redemption.
那这三个颜色是在会幕当中很重要的三种颜色。
And these three colors are very important in decorating the tabernacle.
然后我们今天看到白色。
And today we can see a white color.
白色是圣洁、基督完美的品性。
White symbolizes the holiness and also the perfection and in Jesus Christ.
特别让我们看到基督耶稣的公义。
And the righteousness in Christ.
我们看到整个会幕的外围的围子里面都是用细麻布白色细麻布所围成的。
We see that the whole tabernacle on the outside is surrounded with white linen.
所以当我们远远看到会幕的时候
，When we see the tabernacle from afar,
第一个映入我们眼睛里面就是那个白色的细麻布在外围里面。
The first thing you see is the white linen surrounding it.
那是叫我们看到耶稣基督的公义，他的品性是这个样子。
And demonstrated God's personality and also the righteousness in Jesus Christ. It's holiness.
那我们现在看到我们上面有百花的布置。
We also can see the Easter lily.
我们都知道百花是象征着胜利。
Lily symbolizes victory.
因为它的形状就像一个小喇叭一样。
Because the shape looks like a trumpet.
那百合花也代表了纯洁、优雅、高贵。
And also symbolizes purity and elegance.
我们的耶稣基督复活了。
Lord Jesus has resurrected.
他是纯洁的。
He was pure.
他是优雅的。
He was elegant.
他是高贵的。
He is majestic.
你们说是不是
？You say yes.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
好，我们现在要先来读一下我们今天的经文。
Let's take a look at our passage today.
那今天经文都在这个上面，我们因为时间的关系我们就用中文用看的，英文用读的，好不好
？We'll ask the English to read it once, and the Chinese can follow along. We'll read in English. Luke chapter 24, verse 36. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them.Why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe, it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, Do you have anything here to eat?They gave him a piece of boiled fish. And he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you that my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high."
我们知道复活跟平安的关系是非常密切的。
See the intricate relationship between resurrection and peace.
我们知道复活带来平安。
Resurrection brings us peace.
所以耶稣把平安带给我们。
So Jesus has given us peace.
带给我们的平安的那一位是耶稣基督。
Only Jesus, he's the one who gave us peace.
他已经从死亡当中复活了。
He has resurrected from death.
我们看到复活也带来了喜乐。
Resurrection also brings joy.
我们看到当门徒知道耶稣复活之后，他们就充满了喜乐。
We see the disciples are full of joy when they saw Jesus after his resurrection.
复活也带来更新。
Resurrection brings renewal.
那我们当我们的生命在耶稣基督的复活当中，我们得到新的更新。
And our life will be renewed within Jesus' resurrection.
我们变成一个新的人，在他面前。
We're a new creation.
复活也带来了希望。
Resurrection brings hope.
这个希望是永恒的希望,
this is an eternal hope.
不是短暂的,
it's not temporary.
复活更带来了极大的改变,
the resurrection brings change.
在历史当中有多少人他们的生命被改变了?
And throughout history, so many people's life has been changed.
因为耶稣复活的大能改变了他们,
because the power of Jesus' resurrection has changed them.
从这段圣经当中强调平安的福音,
and this passage emphasizes the gospel of peace.
耶稣说愿你们平安。
Jesus said, "Peace be with you."
这句话是耶稣在复活以后对学生讲的第一句话。
This is the first sentence Jesus said to his disciples after his resurrection.
平安这句话是基督徒见面的时候彼此的问候语。
Peace is something that the Christians when they greet one another.
所以当我们彼此见面的时候，我们说平安。
So when we see each other, we can say peace.
而这是耶稣的教导。
This is the teaching of Jesus.
因为在路加福音的第10章的第5节, 当耶稣差遣门徒外出传福音的时候,
Luke chapter 10 verses 5, when Jesus sent the disciples out to spread the gospel message,
他特别吩咐门徒说, 无论进哪一家, 先要说, 愿这一家平安。
He specially told his disciples that no matter which home you enter, the first thing you say, peace to this home.
平安除了有请安之意外,
peace besides a greeting,
也象征着对他人对自己的祝福,
also symbolize your blessing to others and to yourself.
所以当我们向对方说平安的时候,
so when you say peace to you,
我们不单单在祝福对方,
we're blessing the other person,
我们也是在祝福我们自己,
we're also blessing ourselves.
更包含着上帝的保守跟同在,
you also include the meaning of God's protection and presence.
所以现在请你跟你旁边的人说平安。
Ask you to say peace to one another.
耶稣复活以后，升天之前，与门徒见面的时候，就连续3次以"愿你们平安"这句话作为见面的问候语。
After Jesus resurrected, before he went into heaven, he saw the disciples 3 times, and 3 times he said, "Peace be with you."
第一次是在约翰福音的20章的19到20节。
The first time is in John verses 20:19-20.
圣经告诉我们说，那日就是七日的头一日的晚上。
That's the first day of the week.
门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人把门都关紧了。
The disciple, because they were afraid of the Jews, so they closed the door.
耶稣又来了，又站在他们当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
So Jesus said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me."
第二次也是在约翰福音20章的21节到23节，耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
And the second time in John chapter 20:21-23, he said the same thing: "Peace be with you."
第三次，过了8日，门徒又在屋里，耶稣来站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”
The third time, a week later, Jesus again stood among the disciples and said, "Peace be with you."
弟兄姐妹，耶稣连续三次以愿你们平安向门徒请安。
So three times in a row, Jesus said, "Peace be with you" to the disciples.
除了要缓和门徒受到严重惊吓的心情，同时舒缓他们担心犹太人上门找麻烦的不安的情绪。
To comfort the disciples' shock, and also to decrease their anxiety with the Jews.
更为重要的，耶稣与门徒见面一开始就以平安来祈求上帝的同在与祝福。
More importantly, he uses traditional Jewish greeting, peace, to ask God's presence and blessing to them.
好让他们非常迅速能走出害怕跟不幸的阴霾。
So they can come out of the shadow of fear and distrust.
主耶稣一再以愿你们平安作为他请安的劝勉。
So Jesus again and again used peace be with you to greet them.
And to encourage them. 因为平安是弥赛亚国度的本质。
Because peace indeed is the nature of the kingdom of the Messiah.
也是福音的本质。
And also the nature of the gospel.
身为基督徒一个最大的祝福之一就是主耶稣所赐的平安。
As a Christian, one of the greatest blessings is the peace that comes from our Lord Jesus.
平安就是福。
Peace is a blessing.
请跟你旁边的弟兄姐妹说平安就是福。
Say to one another, peace is a blessing.
第二是经文强调复活的真实性。
Number two, the passage stresses the reality of resurrection.
复活的主不是幽灵，不是幻影。
The risen Lord was not a phantom nor a hallucination.
他是真真实实的复活了。
He was real and he truly has resurrected.
耶稣真的复活了。
Jesus has resurrected.
在三十八节到四十节这么说。
Verse 38 to 40.
耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？你为什么心里起疑念呢？”
Sorry, Luke 38 to 40. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your mind?"
你们看我的手，我的脚。
Look at my hands and my feet.
就知道实在是我了。
It is I, myself.
摸我看看。
Touch me and see.
魂无骨无肉。
A ghost does not have flesh and bones.
你们看我是有的。
As you see, I have.
所以当耶稣说了这话以后，就把手跟脚伸给门徒看。
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet.
这段圣经告诉我们几件事情。
This passage tells a few things.
耶稣知道学生现在的心情。
Jesus knew what the disciples were thinking.
他们在想什么？
What were they thinking?
他们在怀疑什么？
What were their doubts?
他说看我的手，我的脚。
So look at my hands and my feet.
你们可以摸我看看。
You can touch me.
我是有骨有肉的。
I have bone and have flesh.
弟兄姐妹，基督教并不是建立在一些头脑混乱的人的梦想上面。
Because the Christianity is not built on some people's dreams.
也不是建立在他们眼睛昏花的幻象当中。
It's not built on people's hallucinations.
而是建基于那一位在真实的历史里头面对死亡与之征战而战胜死亡并且从死里复活的耶稣基督。
It's built on the true Jesus that lived in history, faced death,and become victorious and was resurrected.
基督徒信仰宝贵之处不是让我们百毒不侵。
The precious thing about being a Christian is not because we will not have any harm,
而是让我们心里有一份耶稣基督所应许的平安。
But it's because in our heart we have a peace that comes from the Lord.
这个平安是不能被夺去的。
This peace cannot be taken away.
因为这个平安就是属天的平安。
This peace is a heavenly peace.
这平安只有耶稣基督能给我们。
Only Lord Jesus can give to us.
更让我们能用平安彼此来祝福。
We can also bless one another with it.
我们一般把那个魂当鬼来叫。
Here we talk about a ghost.
因为鬼是没有实体的。
A ghost does not have a body.
但是复活的耶稣基督他有实体。
But resurrected Jesus had a body.
他实在是复活了。
He truly was resurrected.
不像魂是飘来飘去的。
Not like a ghost that's kind of floating around.
在中文当中怎么称鬼？
In Chinese, what do you say with a ghost?
叫阿飘。
That is floaty.
耶稣基督他不仅我们可以摸得到，还可以，他还可以吃东西。
Not only you can touch Jesus, and you can also watch him. He ate something.
哦，有了。第三个是经文强调十字架的必要性。
Number three, the passage stresses the necessity of the cross.
整部圣经所盼望的就是这个十字架。
Now, all the scripture look forward to the cross.
我们看到门上面有三个十字架。
You can see that we have three cross up here.
我们要特别感谢陈立弟兄。
I want to thank Brother Philip Chen.
几个礼拜以前，我请他在制作两只十字架。
A few weeks ago, Reverend Mao asked him to make those two crosses for us.
就是外，就是旁边这两只。
Those two on the side.
因为在各个他山上有三只十字架。
Because in Calvary there are three crosses.
所以我们在礼拜晚上的 Good Friday， 我们把这个地方布成像各个他一样。
So Good Friday we decorate the sanctuary like Calvary.
我们感谢陈林弟兄，他给我们的十字架不是很重。
We thank Uncle Philip that the cross he made was not very heavy.
是很容易背的。
It was easy to carry.
但是我相信，当然耶稣所背的十字架是更重的。
We know that.Lord Jesus carry a very heavy burden, a heavy cross. May glory be to our Lord. We all know this hymn, Old Rugged Cross, and the author was Pastor George Bernard. In 1912, he was meditating on the meaning of the cross.
并且他开始思考保罗所提到在基督受苦的形状上与他联合的意义。
And he was meditating the Apostle Paul writing about the suffering of Christ and how we can be united in his suffering.
在经过祷告和默想。
Through his prayer and his meditation.
耶稣他钉十字架的事件就活化在他的面前。
Before his eye, he could see how Jesus was crucified on the cross.
使他深深地体会到原来福音的中心就在十字架。
He truly understood the center of the gospel message is in the cross.
于是在1913年他就写了这首诗歌《古旧十字架》。
So in 1913, he wrote this hymn, The Old Rugged Cross.
原来这首诗歌是非常平凡的一首诗歌。
Initially, it seems like a very ordinary hymn.
它的内容只是高举十字架。
It's only talk about lifting up the cross.
但是它被称为20世纪最受喜爱的诗歌。
But indeed, it became the most favorite hymn in the 20th century.
因为它真实描写了在各个他的山上。
Because truly describe the situation in Calvary.
就是耶稣在十字架上为了我们的罪受死。
That our Savior Jesus died for us on the cross.
他是无罪的。
He was without sin.
甘心受苦且死在十字架上。
He was willing to take up our sin and died on the cross for us.
因此对每一位基督徒来说。
So for every single Christian.
十字架虽是羞辱痛苦的记号。
The cross may be a symbol of suffering and shame.
就是我们最喜爱的。
But it's something that we love the most.
十字架虽然染着血，却是美圣的。
The cross may be stained with blood, yet it is beautiful and holy.
我们都可以深深的感受到，若没有十字架，就没有救赎。
We can truly understand, without the cross, we have no redemption.
若没有主耶稣基督，我们就没有任何的盼望。
Without Lord Jesus, we have no hope.
这首歌的副歌就以宣告的旋律来表明自己信仰的立场。
And the chorus proclaim your own faith.
原来在这个世界上已经没有什么可夸的。
In this world, there's nothing we can boast.
他说：“我只爱高举这十字宝架。
I only want to lift up this precious cross.
而这十字架将是我一生一世的荣耀。
And the cross will become my glory.
只等到在主台前见主面的那一刻。
Until the day that we can see our Lord again.
十字架是必须的。
The cross is necessary.
因为十字架有赎罪献祭的意义。
Because the cross has the meaning of sacrifice and redemption.
所以在马太福音26:28说，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
Matthew 26:28 said, This is my blood of the covenant.Pour out for many for the forgiveness of sin.
在哥林多后书的5:21说，上帝使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
Second Corinthians 5:21 said, God make him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
在彼得前书二章二十四节说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受了鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
First Peter chapter 2:24, he himself bore our sin in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his word, you have been healed.
基督的十字架是福音的中心。
The cross of Jesus is the center of our gospel message.
也是基督教信仰的中心。
The center of Christian belief.
我没有办法离开十字架来说祝福。
We cannot bless others apart from the cross.
我没有办法离开十字架来期望成功的人生。
We cannot hope to have a successful life without the cross.
因为十字架带给我们救赎的真理。
Because the cross has given us the truth of salvation.
现代人流行的人生哲学就是竞争和成功。
Nowadays, many people believe in competition and success.
以为能够击败对手就能获得成功。
As long as you can overcome your opponent, then you can become successful.
那就是力量的表现。
Demonstrate your power.
以为讲别人多么不好就可以反映自己有多么好。
That in, to criticize others to reflect how good you are.
但是十字架告诉我们。
But the cross tells us differently.
真正的力量是从担当别人的苦难而来的。
The true strength came from carrying other people's burden.
真正的力量是从担当别人的难处得到的。
True strength can be obtained from helping others in their difficulties.
真正的力量是从了解人不过是人这一点开始。
True strength is to understand that this is only the beginning.
真正的力量是从知道在什么情况之下我该将心比心。
True strength is to have empathy for others.
人类无论用什么方法都无法除罪。
We cannot get rid of sin using our own method.
因为在罗马书六章二十三节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
唯有上帝的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以只有基督的十字架真正能够叫我们得救得永生。
Only the cross of Jesus can help us to have eternal life.
我们可以说一切在神的话语当中，凡关系到神永远旨意的，没有一个题目不是受主耶稣的十字架所支配的。
In all the God's words, when talk about God's will, not a single topic is not talking about the cross.
十字架我们自然都知道这不仅仅是指基督的被钉。
The cross is not just talking about Jesus being nailed on the cross.
更是包括基督的降生受死。
It includes Jesus' birth and his death.
他的埋葬复活升天。
His burial, his resurrection, and his ascension.
坐在宝座上到他的第二次再来。
And sit on the throne until his second coming.
并且永远为王。
And eternally to be a king.
这才是整个十字架的意义。
This is the whole true meaning of the cross.
第四个经文强调使命的迫切性。
Number four, the passage stresses the urgency of the task.
门徒要向全人类宣讲悔改赦罪的福音。
That all men had to go to call others for repentance.
这段经文提醒我们。
This passage reminds us.
教会不可以永远的把自己关闭在教会之内。
The church, we cannot close our door.
我们需要走出去。
We need to walk outside.
我们需要带着使命往前走。
We need to move forward with God's commandment.
教会要跑到世界每一个角落见证复活的基督。
Church needs to go to every single corner of the world to testify for Christ.
我相信我们教会正在这一点上面就是可以荣耀上帝的。
I think in this our church can truly glorify God.
我们对宣教事工的参与。
To participate in a mission ministry.
不单单是弟兄姐妹自己走出去。
Not just for yourself to walk out.
更在经济上帮助远方那些宣教士们。
But to support our missionaries financially.
我们是个特别爱主的教会。
That indeed we want to be a church that truly loves God.
弟兄姐妹在这世上来见证神的爱。
That we need to testify for God's love.
所以当我们提到见证这两个字的时候，
When we talk about being testifying for God,
我请弟兄姐妹永远不要忘记。
Do not forget.
在原文里面，见证人与殉道者是同一个字。
In the original language, being a witness is the same as being a martyr.
所以，当我们要为主做见证的时候
，That as we witness for God,
你必须要有必死的决心。
You need to have a heart that's willing to die for.
当你要走出去的时候
，As you walk out.
当你要带着使命往前走的时候
As you carry forward
当你要成为耶稣基督的见证人的时候
You want to be a witness for Lord Jesus
你必须有必死的决心
You need to the heart and be willing to die for it
当我们有了与复活的主相遇的经历之后
After we experience our resurrected Lord
教会便要肩负起对世界宣教的使命
The church will carry the commandment and to spread the gospel message to the world
因为忧伤的日子已经过去了
The date of sadness has gone
大喜的信息要传遍天下。
The joyful message want to need to be spread.
最后一个就是经文强调全能的神秘性。
The passage just stressed the secret of power.
他们要在耶路撒冷等待，等候上头偶然的能力。
They have to wait in Jerusalem until power from on high come upon them.
特别在圣经的四十九节这么说。
In verse 49 it says.
他说：“我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。”
Verse 49. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
弟兄姐妹，这里有件事我们必须要理解。
We need to understand one thing, brothers and sisters.
就是等候从上头来的能力。
To wait for the power that comes from above.
领受从上头来的能力。
To receive the power from above.
所以弟兄姐妹告诉我，能力从哪里来？
People may ask, where do our strengths come from?
能力从哪里来？
Where does the power come from? From above.
从上头来。
From above.
能力不是从地上来的。
Power does not come from this earth.
我们永远在我们的生命当中的信仰里面要提醒我们自己，真正的能力不是地上给我们的。
We need to remind ourselves that true power does not come from this world.
能力是从天上降下来的。
Power come from heaven.
从地上来的能力都是有限的。
Our earthly power is limited.
从地上来的能力都是靠不住的。
Our earthly power is not dependable.
从地上来的能力都是暂时性的。
Our earthly power is temporary.
所以唯有从上头来的能力，你的人生才会精彩亮丽。
Only with the power from above that we can live abundant life.
你们愿意领受从上头来的能力吗？
Are you willing to receive the power from above?
我想都愿意，对不对？
I think we are willing.
有些时候基督徒看来是在白费时间。
Sometimes it may seem like the many Christians are wasting their time.
但是事实上他乃是在智慧中忍耐等候。
But indeed, he's waiting impatiently in God's wisdom.
那么问题在哪里呢？我们要怎么样得到从上头来的能力？
How can we receive power from above?
除了祷告等候，还是祷告等候。
To pray and wait upon the Lord, and to pray and wait upon the Lord.
所以在这里，我再一次邀请弟兄姐妹。
So I want to invite all the brothers and sisters.
在上礼拜的 board meeting 当中。
In our board meeting last week.
我先特别拜托 Jerry 弟兄，从四月份开始，礼拜三晚上的椅子排35个椅子。
We asked Brother Jerry to set 35 chairs for our Wednesday night prayer meeting.
我们希望更多。
We hope more people will come join us.
但是如果我们真的要等候那从上头来的能力，我们必须在祷告上来等候，来下功夫。
In order to receive the power from above, we need to pray.
不要以为你在礼拜三晚上加祷告会是在浪费时间。
Don't think that you're wasting your time on a prayer meeting.
耶稣在这里清楚地告诉我们，要等候从上头来的能力。
Lord Jesus here, you have to wait for the power from above.
所以我们要祷告等候。
We need to pray. We need to wait upon the Lord.
所以跟你的旁边的弟兄姐妹说，祷告等候。
So tell to, your brother and sister beside you, we need to pray and wait upon the Lord.
因为等候神有时，为神工作有时。
There's time to wait on God, and there's a time to work for God.
等候有时，为神工作有时。
The time to wait on God and the time to work for God.
一定要等候。
We need to wait.
然后，神的工作才能开启。
then we can start to work for God.
如果你想要在神的手中成为一个有用的人，
if you want to become a servant for God,
你必须要学习会等候，
you need to learn to wait upon the Lord.
在等候中祷告，
and to pray in your waiting.
在祷告中等候，
and in your prayer, you need to wait.
然后慢慢的你会等候到从上头来能力。
And then you will receive power from above.
这是下一次我们在讲道当中再继续分享的。
We'll continue this theme in our sermon next time.
我们感谢耶稣基督把他的平安赐给我们。
We thank our Lord Jesus for giving us his peace.
祝大家复活节快乐。
May everyone happy Easter to everyone.
所以跟你旁边的弟兄姐妹说复活节快乐。
Say to each other, happy Easter.
好，接下来我们要来唱一首回应的诗歌，是圣诗的133首。
Let's sing a response hymn, hymn number 133. Thy is the glory.
这边站起来好吗？
Let's stand up and sing.
照顾主意你，你已征服世权，得永远生命，百亿天使下门，遮着主的位，直接全部透进身体已不见，复活的圣灵荣耀长云上，年年记得 victory, the Lord yet has won. Lord Jesus, lead us, risen from the tomb, lovingly he greets us.Scattered fears and gloom, there he served with gladness, him all triumphs in. For her Lord now liveth, that hath loved his team. Thy is the glory, risen conquering sun.And this is the victory thou o'er death has won. No more we doubt thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is now without thee, aideth in our strife.Made us more than conquerors through thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to thy home above. Thine is the glory, risen conquering sun. And this is the victory.Our death has won.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
接下来我们要接纳新的会员。
This time we want to accept a new church membership.
我们知道我们这次总共有五位弟兄姐妹要加到我们教会的里面。
So we have five people who will be joining our church.
我们先请今天早上受洗的这三位弟兄姐妹王素慧以及张慧英冯倩弟兄到前面来。
We ask the three brothers and sisters that were baptized this morning to come forward first.
我们欢迎Tango. Tango 在哪？
We also want to welcome Tango.
请到前面来，谢谢。我们也欢迎姚雪兰姐妹。
Sister Yao Xuelan,
请到前面来，谢谢。
Please come forward.
我们请站在冯弟兄的旁边。天狗，谭子敬姐，谭子敬是吧？
谭子敬，
我都不太忘，都不太知道你的中文名了，我都叫叫过来，过来这里，对。 好，这样好。 OK， 我还按照高矮次序啊。
From the top.
我们先给他们一个这个掌声来。
Let's welcome them with the applause.
不管是在今天啊，受洗是转会是特别有意义的。
To be baptized today and to come into our church membership is has a special meaning.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，感谢上帝赐给我们洗礼的恩赐。
We want to thank our Lord for giving us the ability to baptize them.
今天，谭子敬姐妹、姚雪莲姐妹、冯倩弟兄、张慧英姐妹以及王世慧姐妹啊，愿意加入我们的教会。
Today, all of them are willing to join our church.
因着洗礼，我们同属基督的教会。
Through the baptism, we all belong to the same church.
因此，我们非常欢迎你们加入南湾华人基督教会的这个大家庭。
We welcome you to join the Chinese Community Church of South Bay, this big family.
你们觉得开心吗
？You happy?
开心就好。好，这边同心祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父上帝，我们为真的。面前的这几位弟兄姐妹来感谢你。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks for all these people standing in front of you.
借着道和洗礼的水，你让他们成为你的儿女。
Through your words and baptism, you have called them into your become your children.
你呼召他们归入你的名下。
You call them into your name.
借着圣灵光照他们。
Through the Holy Spirit, you have shined light upon them.
又借着教会牧养他们。
And through a church to nurture them.
如今他们在会众面前确认洗礼的恩赐和应许。
Now in front of our congregation, they want to acknowledge the blessing of the baptism and promise.
求天父上帝坚固他们的信心。
May our Heavenly Father strengthen their faith.
并赐下合一的心。
Give them a heart of unity.
给所有借洗礼得以重生的基督徒。
To for all the Christians who have become renewed and reborn through the baptism.
我们奉救主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
请会众同声说。
Respond, Amen.